And what happened is when we were Zoom training, they couldn't hear us. So the volume on the Zoom meeting is not working. So we had, no.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
Mr. DuPont. How's Mr. DuPont? I'm doing great. How about you? Good, sir. You better discover suntan lotion.
The Harbor Commission meeting, Tuesday, June 7, 2022, 7 p.m., Borough Hall. The regular meeting of the Atlantic Islands Harbor Commission is called pursuant to the provisions of the Open Public Meetings Law. Adequate notice has been provided by transmitting the resolution of annual meetings to the Two River Times and by posting it on the bulletin boards in the Harbor Office and Borough Hall, reserved for such announcements, and by filing with the municipal clerk on January 5th, 2022. This agenda is complete to the extent known, and formal action will be taken. Roll call, please.
Mr. Baracchia?
Here.
Ms. Hollander? Mr. Curry?
Here.
Mr. Krabs?
Here.
Mr. Sawyer?
Here.
Mr. Sutton?
Here.
Mr. Wolf?
Here. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance and a moment of silence.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Steve, the white man. Lori is on her way, and Lori is here. So let the record state Lori's in the building, in the room. The administration part, approval of May 3rd, 2022 regular meeting minutes.
I'll make the motion to approve.
Mr. Sutton, thank you. Second?
Second.
Thank you. Mr. Sawyer? Roll call.
Mr. Baracchia?
Yes.
Ms. Hollander?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Krabs?
Abstain.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wolf?
Yes. Payment of the bills from May 12, 2022 in the amount of $64,486.25.
I'll move it.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mr. Baracchia?
Yes.
Ms. Hollander?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Krabs?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wolf?
Yes. Payment of bills from May 26, 2022 in the amount of $147,065.42.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mr. Baracchia?
Yes.
Ms. Hollander?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Krabs?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wolf?
Yes. Unfinished, there's no unfinished business. New business. Correspondence. These items will be enacted by one motion. If detailed deliberation is desired on any item, the commission may remove that item from the correspondence and consider it separately. Number one, Kristen Hunt is requesting use of the Harbor Gazebo for a wedding ceremony on Friday, September 30th, from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Number two, Save Coastal Wildlife is requesting to place a horseshoe crab preservation sign on the beach at the east end of the harbor. And number three, Hayden Dunham, a location scout from AMC Network, is requesting to utilize a dock for filming. They would like three consecutive days to film from July 15th through August 15th. Does anybody have a comment or?
Yeah, I assume on that last one, it's just three consecutive days at some point between the 15th and the 15th.
Yes.
15th of July. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I think we need to come up with a fee for that as well, correct?
Well, it's in the fee schedule.
Yeah, it's in the fee.
It's in the fee.
Yeah, and we actually have something even for filming in addition to the, to that, yeah.
I have a question of, which dock, do you know what dock you want to use?
They haven't said yet, and my concern is closing down an entire dock, okay, when you have tenants out there that are paying for it, so. That's basically my concern, you know, are they gonna close it off, so, you know, due to their filming, is that gonna stop our tenants from getting into their vessels? I mean, 3 days is a long time.
I can't imagine, I mean, we can't close access to the boats.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, we just say that we can't close access to the boats in the approval, so there have to be, there has to be reasonable access to what, Justin?
I just wanna know our tenants can get to their boats.
I have something to say, 'cause I did speak with him.
Okay.
He actually said he was gonna be here tonight, but he's not. He said that he needs to have just a part of the dock that looks like it's vacant, even if we put it like at the end of Frank's Pier, where there really isn't any boats, it wouldn't affect anybody. So it doesn't really matter where we put it, it just, 'cause it's gonna be like a, something like The Walking Dead, but on that.
Yeah, I just.
Water, so it needs to look like we're deserted, and so that's what they said.
Right.
They just want a part of the dock where they're filming, it doesn't look like there's another boat, and I think that could be accomplished probably at the end.
When he says three consecutive days, how many hours are we talking each day?
I didn't get that into detail with him, I would imagine they, 'cause he said that he would wanna distress the dock, and I don't even know what that would involve, because he needs to make it look like it's old. Like I said, I know he was gonna be here today, or he told me he wasn't, he's not, so. I don't have any other information other than what I've already shared.
Well, this is in July and August, so, Lou, your questions and concerns that you have, if you need to speak with him before then, I mean, we.
Oh, yeah, I can call him.
We could, you know, come back in July meeting and say, you know, it didn't work out, and basically take the approval away, I don't see that as a problem.
Yeah, I mean, we could approve it subject to.
Yeah, I don't think it would be a problem on Frank's Pier.
Okay.
But, I mean, I'm more thinking of the floating docks that we have along there, so.
Yeah.
And Lou, when you speak to him, let's get an idea as to the time range on each of the days, so that we can provide appropriate cording off areas.
Okay.
Whether shoe barricades or whatever it is, just from a liability standpoint, just wanna make sure that no one from the public is entering the areas that they're working and get injured.
Yeah, we did that, I think, last year as well, so.
And then on distressing the docks, we need to find out what that means. Some of these film companies are notorious for doing things and then deserting, you know, leaving a mess of some sort.
It's a pretty big, it's AMC, it's.
We've had Affleck here a couple of times, they've done well.
You know what?
There are.
I'm just saying, let's make sure that everything's agreed to on paper, so that if there's a path to follow, if there's anything that anybody's not satisfied, then I don't think we need to continue to object to things just to do a job.
No, I'm not objecting, I just wanna be, it doesn't lead to additional expense for us.
So I'll move the consent agenda.
Number two, the horseshoe crab preservation sign. What, are there guidelines or restrictions or timeframes that would come with this sign?
I don't.
Is it?
It's my understanding it's a metal sign, it's actually yellow.
Yeah, no, I saw the sign, but my concern is, so we have camps and the kids go out on the boats there on the side, and our plan, future plans are possibly putting docks over on that space there. Does this come with any type of restrictions in that area?
No. This is, it's a nonprofit organization that's looking to try to preserve the number of horseshoe crabs.
So it's basically telling people there's a horseshoes here, be careful.
Exactly.
And that's what we're agreeing to.
Correct.
Okay, I just wasn't sure if it was part of an environment, you know, sometimes when you put signs up, and then you could never move forward after that, you know, you're restricted. So I just wanted to make sure there was nothing.
No, it's not a, not a restricted area or anything of that nature.
Okay, so the new business, there's three items.
Yeah, Lori, I made a motion to approve, just needs a second.
I'll second.
Okay, thank you, sorry, I didn't, thank you. Roll call, please.
Mr. Brockia?
Yes.
Ms. Hollander?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wolf?
Yes. There's no consent agenda today. Committee reports, finance, Mr. Brockia?
Yes. Finance is looking good. We're over 9% year over year in revenue, so that's good news. The marina business has been growing every year, even with the loss of the two head boats, so that's really excellent news, actually. Hopefully the slips will improve, you know, and continue if we can get our mooring slips in. Rich White's been working on them. It looks like we can possibly put 10 new moorings in using 800-pound diamond weights. The cost of them is roughly around $2,900 each. And when we look at the waiting list and the rent rolls we would get, it would be a payout of about 1 year. So it's also a possibility we may get some county money in relation to the bridge over in over in Rumson. Depends on how that goes. It's not guaranteed, but it's something we're looking into too. So overall, we're looking very good.
Thank you, Mr. Brockia. Leases, Mr. Curry?
Yeah, with regard to the new boat, the prior to the last meeting, he had reviewed it, come back with some requested changes with regard to some language about responsibilities. No changes with regard to the agreed upon dollars or lease term. Some of the items, upon review with Mr. Wall and Mr. Sawyer, we agreed to. Others we did not. Mr. Smith was okay with that. He signed his version of the lease. It is now with us for lease approval and signature, so we can move to resolution with mayor and council.
Okay.
So unless anybody has any questions with regard to the specific wording changes, I would move to approve the lease, move forward with resolution to mayor and council.
Okay, thank you. We've discussed the terms in prior meetings. So he made...
Yes, we've approved the terms.
We need a second.
I'll second that.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Kraus. Roll call, please.
Mr. Brockia?
Yes.
Ms. Hollander?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes. Welcome back, Smitty.
Yes.
Mr. Stein?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. Mr. Curry, I know you have more.
Yes, I also had the opportunity to meet with Ms. Elba regarding the hotel company.
Hold on one second. Okay, take your time. Go ahead.
I had the opportunity with this over regarding the hotel car lease. She is interested in renewing. Her lease expires October 31st. She would like to renew, including the month of November of this year, so the lease would start November of this year, take the winter off, and then her regular term would go from May through November for the next 5 years. The month of November of this year would be prorated at this year's current rate, and each year going forward would be increased by 5% of the existing rate.
All right, so just so people can understand, so this has to do with the hot dog cart.
That's correct.
And she's approached us for a 5-year renewal. So they've come to terms, and she's agreed to have to get one extra month this year for November. That would be prorated. And then a new lease going forward would be increased 5% annually for the 5 years. Is that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So we would need to vote on that as well. Does anybody have any questions? Do I have a motion to move it?
I move to.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Baracchio. Thanks, Mr. Curry. Roll call.
Mr. Baracchio?
Yes.
Ms. Hollander?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraft?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. Anything else, Mr. Curry? Okay, thank you. Personnel, Mr. Sawyer?
The only thing I'd like to say is, once again, the yard guys did a great job launching my boat personally, and as far as I could tell, everybody else's boats that I saw launched during the month of May. Now, there's a little hiccup with the with the machinery on day one, which I'm sure you'll talk about, but everything seemed to go smoothly. They always do a great job and treat us well, so that's all that I have for personnel.
Thank you, Mr. Sawyer. Operations, Mr. Sutton?
I spoke to Mr. Fleeger today regarding some of the items he has listed in his report. I don't know if you want to touch on every one, or I can report what you told me. I mean,
I kept my report short, so go ahead.
Just a couple items. The ADA ramp on Pier 4 is going to be done June or July of this summer. The gazebo will be painted. Cost is $2,700 starting on July 15th. Also in his report, he mentioned a fire and ADA approved metal door in the C Street main building garage area. That will cost $1,950. There was no start date as of yet. And Mr. White's going to talk about Kappa and what's going on at the building. So I'll leave that for Mr. White. That's it.
Thank you, Mr. Sutton. Clean Marina, Mr. Kraus.
Drove through this afternoon. Everything looks pretty good.
Thank you. Special events, Ms. Hohenleitner.
No report.
As the vice chair, yes, I will coordinate with Lou about possibly doing another boaters flea market sometime this summer on the Saturday or Sunday.
I think that's a good idea. Thank you.
Oh, there is one question. We didn't necessarily, it's very early to make this decision, but do we want to revisit whether or not we do an end of season? We haven't had the end of season party in a couple years, so just throwing that on the radar. That
okay, we keep that on the radar. All right, thank you, Administrator Mr. Farragina.
No formal report per se, just a couple items. As mentioned at the last meeting, the aesthetic improvements continue in the harbor area. And other than that, the Mayor Gluckstein and I attended the Atlantic Island Yacht Club Blessing of the Fleet this past Saturday, June 4th. A wonderful event. That's it.
Thank you. Attorney's report, Mr. DuPont.
Yeah, with respect to the towboat building, Mr. White and myself and the harbor master, together with the borough administrator, will be meeting next week to go over the well-documented towboat issues. So I don't think we need any further discussion on that. And then with respect to the the AMC network, when you guys do this, just make sure your ordinance may require a bond to be posted. So just touch base with the clerk regarding whether there's a bond, because I didn't understand this thing, and not that I'm a handy with my hands or knowledgeable about a Home Depot or any other thing for stain, but if in fact a stain and it's it needs to be cleaned up, maybe a bond is appropriate, but I think your ordinance would set forth why that's required.
Okay, thank you.
That's it.
Thank you, Mr. DuPont. Harbor Manager, Mr. Fleeger.
Bobby reported on pretty much everything. You have my report. The only thing I'm going to tell you, the dinghy dock is repaired and done. So that's it. That's all I have.
Okay. Thank you very much. Assistant Manager, Mr. White.
Just a couple of things. The Steve noted the I have two quotes for 10 new moorings to replace the lost 10 moorings. One is much greater than the other. So before next meeting, I'll get together with Steve and we'll pass it around to the whole Harbor Commission. And if there's any questions, we can address them then. I called today, the travel lift is still in production. Everything's moving along on time. Hopefully in August, we'll have a new machine. I spoke to Chairman Wall about the sale of our current machine, and I guess he'll pass it on to the rest of the Harbor Commission, but we're putting it out on the market within the next 2 weeks through Marine Travel Lift and maybe some other sites to see if we can get rid of it after we get it.
Good plan.
Yeah.
That's all I have.
Don't give me a heart attack. Thank you. The public portion, if anybody would like to make a comment, please stand up, say your name and address, and be recognized. Emily?
Hi, I'm Emily Smith. I'm on the 6th Avenue. I'm here representing the Yacht Club. And I just wanted to report on the disposal of the flares. I know everybody is interested in this program, but as it turns out, doing it in the spring, late spring, early summer is going to be very difficult for us. The people who are the most well-versed in this are going off to the refinery, so we're not around. We'd like to do it in September, and we definitely will be able to have plenty of people there to instruct, and we understand they're probably going to be a fairly large group, so we're going to need to do some crowd control as well. But anyway, if anybody has any questions or you want me to get that information back to Chuck Parker, who's the person who's in charge of this, I'd be happy to do it. I was also curious, Lori, do they have to get a special events that go through you for something?
For that event, they're going to have to go through the Borough Special Events Committee. And
the Borough Special Events.
Yeah, and then we'll, that'll take care of all the, like the fire marshal will be involved and Lou and the police chief, et cetera. So that's where that'll happen. We'll just approve it here to stamp, to give our stamp.
They've already been before the special events.
Yeah, if you contact Beth Merkel, she has the forums for the special events. Yeah. Or you can go on the website and get them yourself, but Beth Merkel can guide you.
Okay, thank you.
The 110s, the GFIs, yeah, they corrode the minute you put them in. They last about a year, and Soden's is saying it's...
Do they have covers?
What's that?
Do they have covers?
Yeah, they have covers. The problem is it's the salt air.
Yeah.
Thank you. Anyone else? Mr. Smith?
Yeah, Harold Smith, 31 Sleepy Hollow Road. About the Ray and C project, one thing I thought should be is find out where they're going to park, because when these movie companies come, they come with lots of trucks, craft services, all kinds of stuff, and I don't have to tell you June, July, down at the Harbor parking is like.
Okay. All right, thank you. Mr. Stone?
Christopher Stone, A. Carringford Drive, Middletown. I'm immediately past Commodore at the Electron Shop Club. And I've been before you before to discuss the possibility of construction of a deck over the outside of the Yacht Club, over the roof of the Shore Casino. And we proceeded with our due diligence. I submitted an open request to the township that came up empty-handed. There were no records to be found relative to construction of the Shore Casino back in 73, whenever that occurred exactly. Also, I spoke with Jay Strout, Bernie's stepson who's running the casino now, and he's very cooperative. I came up with something for the casino in the park. Up in Jersey, he said he's says return the pyramid, and then it's like, oh, wrong, Chicago City. So he couldn't find nothing. And I did put my head up into the ceiling and check down the structure. Basically, you've got some significant pieces of steel, 24 foot on center, spanning north and south, infilled with 2x12 wood framing, 12 inches on center, neck spanned out for a roof structure. So there's really no way to go on that. If we were to build up to the existing structure, we'd have to step up above the columns. Since I don't know what the underlying structure is, I don't know the size of the footings, we could easily overload it. So that was really off of the plate as a possibility. So I came up with a plan B, which I presented a preliminary, we've developed a little bit more. The four columns coming down either just outside of the building, outside of the galleon roof, and then there'll be two there, and then two more columns inside of the corridor along the west wall of the corridor as you head up toward the yacht club entry. So you come in the first set of doors, there'll be a column just behind the second set of doors, and another column tied to the wall at the yacht club entry on the right. We'd put footings down to be a pretty significant piece of vertical steel in each of those four corners. Each pair of columns would support a 73-foot-long steel truss. We've done some kind of concept renderings of that. We put footings underneath the existing slab so it wouldn't disturb the existing slab, and we pumped concrete so that nothing would settle. Then the legal structure with the kind of a combination of vendor truss with a overhead truss to reduce the scale of the vendor. And then there would be, since we're not all the way up against the outside face of the club that faces to the north, since we have to stop at the end of the corridor, we'll be end up into the part of the casino downstairs. I designed a crossing a transom at one part so we can get to the club and then access to the deck. And then on the other side, I balanced that with another intersection I have. Jim and Kate, we couldn't get the prints out today, there's new sheets in. So I was able to just make five copies of three sheets if I would be at liberty to distribute them for people to share.
Sure, that would be fine. You can bring it up.
Chris also emailed these to Mike, Tom, and me today, so I will send them to everybody by blind copy so that we don't have a quorum issue.
Yeah, you know, one thing that I just brought up, since these are the first proposals, one question, A, obviously engineering has to approve anything and everything, but the other thing is whether this is considered a capital project and if this has to go before the planning board. So one question that I do want to ask the planning board attorney and secretary is whether this structure has to go before the planning board. So I would withhold any comments on this just because I do not know off the top of my head. Because I don't know exactly what zone this short casino is in, and I don't know whether it is required for planning board approval and if this meets the definition of a capital project. I don't know. I'm just throwing things out, but I do know that I would withhold comments. First and foremost, anything of this nature is going to certainly have to be run by our engineer. And secondly, I do want to have the opinion of the planning board secretary as well as the planning board attorney as to whether this needs to go before the planning board.
Okay. Well, so we'll take these and Mr. Dupont will speak to their attorney and then we can go from there.
Okay, great. And just a side note, we hadn't done any specific engineering until just recently. We said, okay, this is the only way you really need to do it. So I had a conversation with my engineer and he looked at the renderings and said we could make the upper parts of steel be much, much lighter than what I saw in my rendering. That part of the structure would be pared down because of the scale, we're able to develop a lot of strength because of the height. So, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm happy to hear that
they've been working with, Mr. Strand's been working with you down there as well. That's good, I'm happy to hear that, thank you. All right, anyone else? All right, thank you. No executive session. Anybody like to make a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Nay? Okay. Meeting is adjourned.
And